This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Meeting of top leaders of ruling coalition held to discuss issues of power sharing ended indecisively. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions citing possible risk of spreading COVID-19 variant BF7 in Nepal. Tourism Ministry directs Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal can to study cartels in domestic flights. And U.S. reports at least 19 deaths related to winter storms. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Baluwata in a bid to seek consensus in power sharing in the new government ended indecisively today. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karge said that the leaders have agreed to meet tomorrow as well and discuss the matter further as they were not able to forge a consensus today. Minister Karge said although the leaders could not decide on who would lead the next government, they were unanimous about forming the new government from the coalition. The Nepali Congress has been claiming the prime ministerial post since the announcements of the election results, while CPN Mao Center has been demanding government leadership in the first phase. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has asked the political parties to present a claim to form a new government by 5 p.m. tomorrow, ensuring a majority in the parliament. Nepali Congress lawmakers have demanded the formation of new government under the leadership of party president Sher Bahadur Deuba. According to lawmaker Chanda Chaudhary, the newly elected MPs from the Nepali Congress met party president and prime minister Sher Bahadur Deuba at Baluwata today and demanded the formation of new government under his leadership. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to remain alert, saying there is a risk of new COVID-19 variant BF7 is spreading in Nepal as well. Issuing a statement today, Health Ministry asked all to adopt precautions and control measures, citing a high risk of virus spreading in the country as the infection rate have been increasing in neighboring countries, India and China. However, the ministry clarified that Nepal has not detected any cases of BF7, a sub-variant of Omicron, yet. The spokesperson of the health ministry, Dr. Sanjay Kumar Thakur, also urged people not to gather in crowds during Christmas and New Year in 2023. The ministry has also asked people to take booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine by reaching the nearest health facilities if they have not taken it yet. The Tourism Ministry has directed the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN to study cartel in domestic flights. The ministry asked the CAN for the study after Buddha, AT, Shri and Suri Airlines fixed airfare in cahoot with each other. Joint Secretary at the Tourism Ministry, Buddha Sagar Lamisana, said that they had asked the CAN to study on the issue of cartel. He said such activities would be controlled as a fare could not be determined in collusion in the open market and liberal economy. The National Planning Commission is also studying the issue of cartel in the domestic airline companies. The airlines companies are blamed that they have been engaged in syndicates based on the minimum and maximum fares determined by the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. That's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that the government would extend its support for the Kisunji Senior Citizen Healthcare Service National Campaign. Prime Minister Deuba inaugurated the campaign in Lalitpur organized by the Krishna Prasad Bhattarai Foundation today on the occasion of the 98th. Birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Krishna Prasad Bhattarai. The Prime Minister also said that the government would always back and extend support to the campaign initiated under the name of Selfless Leader Bhattarai. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has said that his party would give more priority to ideological, organizational and publicity jobs. At a political function organized in Kathmandu today, the former Prime Minister said that the party would be made organizationally unified while taking the party's policy to the cadres and people. UML Chair Woolley also assured to make party and its sister organizations prompt and sharp, as all the committees are extra large in size, thereby making them non-functional. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens has expedited the implementation of Women First program. The ministry has allocated budget at 60 local levels in the country under the program that aims to accord first priority to women from home to political party and to the state power. As part of it, campaign on the reduction of violence against women and the program to increase their leadership capacity have also been launched simultaneously. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 19 deaths have been linked with the bomb cyclone that has been sweeping large swaths of U.S. and Canada. A number of storm-related fatalities have involved road traffic accidents, including a 50-car pileup in Ohio that killed four motorists. A BBC report says some 200 million Americans are feeling the icy grip of massive winter storm ahead of the holiday weekend. And more than 1.5 million people lost power and thousands of flights were cancelled on Friday. The vast storm extends more than 2,000 miles from Texas and Quebec. In Canada, Ontario and Quebec were being the brunt of the Arctic blast, with power cut to hundreds of thousands. At least 20 people were killed in a fire at a private nursing home in the city of Kemerovo in Russia's Western Siberia region. Russian officials said another 6 people were injured. The entire top floor of the 2-story wooden building was cutted by the overnight fire. Initial report says it may have been caused by the faulty heating boiler. India has mandated a COVID-19 negative test report for the travellers arriving from China, Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong and Thailand. India's Federal Health Minister Mansukh Mandaviya tweeted on Saturday that the passengers from those countries would be put on quarantine if they showed symptoms of COVID-19 or tested positive. According to local media reports, a few cases of BF7, the Omicron subvariant that is driving the current surge in China, have also been found in India so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of top leaders of ruling coalition held to discuss issue of power sharing ended indecisively. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions, citing possible risk of spreading COVID-19 variant BF7 in Nepal. Tourism Ministry directs Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN to study cartels in domestic flights. And U.S. reports at least 19 deaths related to winter storms. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.